producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Friends from the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. Closing out the week. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I have to tip the hat to Kate Pavlich over at townhall.com. She beat everybody to the punch. She discovered something put out by Judicial Watch. You see, apparently some Mexican narco-terrorists attacked an apartment complex in Phoenix. And while they were there, they were returning some things that they'd gotten from us already. They used weapons supplied by the Obama administration via Fast and Furious. Coming from Judicial Watch, documents obtained through a lawsuit recently issued against the city of Phoenix by government watchdog Judicial Watch reveal a weapon from the Department of Justice's Operation Fast and Furious was used to injure two people in a 2013 gang-style assault on an apartment complex. When the incident occurred during investigation afterwards, police worked with federal law enforcement agents from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, Department of Homeland Security, FBI, the Drug Enforcement Agency, and a partridge in a pear tree, raising suspicions the assault wasn't simply a typical local gang shootout and prompted questions about the details of where the weapons that were used came from. Thanks to the Judicial Watch lawsuit, Congress has been able to confirm what they had already reported, that a Fast and Furious weapon was used in yet another violent crime that terrorized and injured residents of Phoenix. This all according to Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton. He said in a statement, "Our lawsuit against Phoenix exposed how the Obama cover-up of Fast and Furious is ongoing." The specific firearm they used in this attack was picked up in a straw purchase while under ATF surveillance. Of course, these weapons were provided to the favored, nice, warm, and fuzzy drug cartel, the Sinaloas, and to date, no one has been charged with any sort of a crime. Now, this was big gun smuggling. This was depending on who you listen to, between 2,000 and 2,500 weapons. Not nearly as many as we sell to them that also end up in the hands of the drug cartels. The problem, that what makes them so easy to trace, is for some reason the ATF and the American intel apparatus out there thinks that the weapon to export to terrorists is the AK-47. In Mexico, most of the cartel soldiers desert from the army or from the police. And when they desert, they take their stuff with them. So you're seeing a lot of AR-15s. They had a couple of weapons that were, quite honestly, that I've never heard of, and I don't remember the names of them. But one of them fires the 5.56 like ours, the latest one. And the other one, but none of them were AK-47s. So when we see AK-47s showing up, and they do get a few coming up through their southern border, but the majority, if we see a semi-automatic AK-47 in their hands, we can rightfully presume that that has been provided in a sting operation. Why is beyond me. It is not an indigenous weapon in Mexico. It's not the one that some of these, you know, the cartels like to get real soldiers and real cops because they have equipment, they have a little bit of training. Handing out a bunch of things that nobody knows how to use, like the AK, which is a very simple learning curve, but nonetheless it is a learning curve. It stymies my, you know, I'm trying to piece it together, and I just wonder why, because it's so blatantly obvious that we're supplying them. But nothing's happened. Nothing has happened. Nobody's been arrested. Nobody has gone to jail. A couple of ATF guys got promoted. One of the guys that was the acting director got promoted to full-time director. Nobody's gone to jail over this. Murders have been committed with these weapons supplied in the name of trying to further the gun control agenda. And nobody's been arrested. Nobody's been incarcerated. Nobody is in jail. Two American law enforcement people are dead from the Border Patrol, Jaime Zapata and Brian Terry. They say more than, they've been saying this for 2 years now. More than 300 Mexicans have been killed. It's got to be in the thousands by now. By now. The cartels move very swiftly when they have targeted you to die. The other day, a citizen reporter, a female, and she was using Twitter as her reporting apparatus. Twitter. 140 characters at a time. That was how she was getting it out there. She got picked up by the cartels, and they took over her social media, and they changed her picture from that of her wearing a Catwoman outfit to her bloody dead body. So, sitting around saying, well, 300 Mexicans, that number has changed, it's tripled at least. At least. Because they don't just kill one person at a time, they like to kill a whole bunch. And right now those weapons are pretty much, you know, they're semi-automatic variants, so they're sort of, they're not exactly what they want. So if they, you know, if they use that and leave it behind, big deal, big deal. But nobody's gone to jail for this yet. The entirety of the team that was in charge, the appointed senior agents in Arizona, should be in jail right now. Interestingly enough, Eric Holder's number two guy, as soon as this report hit the airwaves, Eric Holder's number two guy in the Justice Department resigned. Eric Holder has resigned because the case where they were trying to protect all this documentation out of the Vaughn Index, they didn't want to go through the Vaughn Index because they have to identify each individual document and say what's on it and say why they're not going to give it up. And sort of telling people what's on the document sort of gives away what the document's about. So they don't want to, he doesn't want to be involved in that. So he's resigned. His number two resigned after this thing came up yesterday. Interesting stuff. Interesting corrupt stuff. These guys know they've committed a crime. This is far more than a political scandal here. This is an administration that has gone full on rogue and has enabled murderers. And you can say what you want. Well, Bill, we arm all kinds of people all the time. We do this, and they murder people too, and they kill people and all this other. Well, let me put it in context, if I may. There's a big difference between being a military force and responding to some shelling that keeps coming from the same spot all the time, and arming a bunch of drug cartel guys when we are their major customer and giving them weapons and them going around in Mexico shooting kids at birthday parties and coming into Phoenix and shooting up an apartment complex. There's a big difference between those two things. Huge difference. These guys, these narco terrorists, they are not government agents. They're not working for any. They're working. They're capitalists, plain and simple. Capitalists with a murderous tint, if you will. And right now, my fantasy after 2016 is to see Eric Holder holding up handcuffed hands. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
News flash. Home invasions are on the rise. It takes less than 10 seconds to kick in a door, but an average of 20 minutes for police to respond to an alarm. Even if you own a gun, 10 seconds is not enough time to protect your family. And what would happen to your family if you're not home? Easy Armor is the ultimate security solution. 85% of break-ins are through a door. Easy Armor reinforces all the key weak points on your door: the jamb, the lock area, and the hinges. If these areas aren't reinforced, you're not safe. Easy Armor has been tested and recommended by police. You can install Easy Armor in 30 minutes, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. Protect your home now with Easy Armor. Go to InvasionStopper.com to get real security for under $70. That's InvasionStopper.com. Easy Armor. Your security is our only business.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. It's election season, so I'm watching some of the misinformation being put out there right now. There is an ad depicting a young black mother telling her young black son that, and it works out to the effect, because Republicans have been elected and taken over, her son has to wear a bulletproof vest to school. Please wear the vest. I need you to wear the vest today. That's just what they do. Okay, that's what they do. And it's easily debunked as something to talk about, but that's how they're trying to reach Black America right now, as they continue to try to swirl around and stir up the pot in Ferguson and turning it into a national thing. So, that I understand. I understand the Bloomberg machine to a certain degree. Bloomberg is a politician. He has been a politician. He brings a bit of political acumen to it. Most of his people at Mayors Against Illegal Guns, his directors and everything, they knew how to play the political game. The Moms Demand Action completely challenged my intellect as far as understanding where they come from. Have you ever seen, there was a clip out not too long ago where this female reporter was out and she was having one of those really bad migraine events in her head and she couldn't speak. She was just speaking a bunch of gobbledygook. That's what I feel like every time the Moms Demand Action open their faces. I don't know if it's about them being insane or deluded or whatever. I think Bloomberg employs them and pays their way because they're sort of a nice distraction while he's dumping millions of dollars in Washington State right now, trying to finally buy a win. For all the things he does, his wins are not very much. I mean, right now he's got one win out there. That's Terry McAuliffe in Virginia. And everybody else, it just falls by the wayside. He just spends his money and it just goes to naught. So I think the Moms Demand are sort of they certainly don't bring anything pertinent to the conversation. They attempted to rewrite reality just yesterday, blaming a 2011 murder committed with an illegally purchased weapon and illegally acquired ammunition on a lack of universal background checks. Now, it was a blatant and obvious lie that was easily debunked. But they continue on. They're attempting for the second time this week to blame armed robberies that have occurred within Kroger stores on lawful open carry. On their Facebook page, another armed robbery at Kroger. The man robbed a bank inside a Cincinnati area Kroger yesterday. Police say he wore a gray skeleton mask and demanded cash while brandishing a semi-automatic handgun at a teller. The robbery comes only 2 days after a man at another Kroger was robbed at gunpoint in the restroom. These crimes at two Kroger stores in 1 week should serve as a wake-up call to Kroger's leadership to prohibit the open carry of firearms in its stores. Kroger customers should not be responsible for determining if someone in the store holding a gun is a criminal or making a political statement. What they're saying, and they really are rewriting reality here, the people that are legally open carrying guns in the store are not carrying them in a holster. See, open carry of rifles is not as prevalent as open carry of handguns. So they're characterizing these people that are open, these law-abiding citizens, where open carry is legal in their state, which in every state except for 5, it's legal in some form or fashion. They're blaming, they're saying that these people don't come in with the gun holstered. It's in their hands, you see. And it's up to the good customers of Kroger to, you know, they really can't determine whether they're there just to get the, you know, a box of Oreos, or if they're there to rob the place. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what they're saying. This guy wore a skeleton mask in the middle of the day and walked in there. It's a bizarre crime. It's a clear crime. And it's a felony crime. He produced a weapon hidden in his costume, and he successfully robbed the bank and escaped the store, then ditched his hoodie and gloves in a patch of woods nearby. Those items have been recovered, and they are being processed, and if he has a criminal record and his DNA is in the system, odds are that he will be identified and a warrant issued for his arrest in a fairly short order. Rational people understand that this is a crime where a guy employing a bizarre misdirection tactic came in there and produced a handgun out from underneath his Skeletor costume. Actually, it's a pretty smart idea. You know, it's very distracting. You're walking up, hey, look, Skeletor, what's up? I haven't seen you since He-Man went up there. Oh, wow, that's a gun. Pretty good tactic. What do the Moms Demand Action claim that people should learn from these crimes? These should serve as a wake-up call to the Kroger leadership to prohibit the open carry of firearms in its stores. What is the difference, Moms Demand, between open carry, where you know who has them, versus concealed carry, where you don't know who has them, where the gun is just as dangerous, maybe covered up by the tail of a shirt or a T-shirt or a light jacket or something, still easily accessed? What's the difference? What is the difference? They're claiming that these felony crimes committed by these two criminals justifies banning the carrying of firearms by the law-abiding citizen. And they're seriously arguing that reducing crime deterrence would reduce crime. And the presence of firearms causes crime. How come there's not a bunch of muggings happening in every police department across the nation? How come the police aren't mugging each other? You know, because they the big presence of guns in the open. In the open. Wait a minute, it can't be the guns. Well, I mean, these law-abiding people aren't committing these crimes either. They're not going to the bank in Cincinnati that's in the Kroger store, dressed like Skeletor, with a gun hidden. They're just walking around with a gun on their hip, where it's legal. Nobody else seems to have nearly the issue with this as the Moms Demand do. It just, for some reason, it just assaults their sensibilities. It can't assault their sensitivities because they don't have any sense at all. They want to lessen the crime deterrence to lessen the crime. That just makes my head hurt. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States. And your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. They're in the chat room wondering out loud if they make a Shannon Watts mask. And you know, what would be good is if they decided to reboot the Halloween franchise and substituted the Shannon Watts mask for the Captain Kirk Wrath of Khan mask. I like that idea. I'm going to call John Carpenter up later today. There's a photo circulating that was put out by NewYorkFirearms.com forum for a pistol permit application coming out of a town, and I have no idea how to pronounce it. Is Watervliet, New York? No idea how to pronounce that. On the application, it asks the applicant for their Facebook name and password. It looks like somebody's five-year-old put it together on the computer, you know, on Microsoft Word or something. The pistol permit applicant, name, address, phone, email, password, and or Facebook and password, and date. The police chief of Watervliet is Ron Boisbert. He says that sheet shouldn't have been in the application packet, and it won't be in the future. It's for internal use only. He uses the form when he meets and greets the applicants personally in the face-to-face interview. When asked why make note of the password, he insisted that we don't make note of the password. We asked the applicant to log on to Facebook in front of us, and then the chief scrolls through the applicant's Facebook page searching for what exactly. According to the chief, they're looking for pages they've looked at, friends, anything that reflects on the character of the applicant. Oh, gosh. Now you can make a determination of somebody's character by looking at their Facebook page. Did you know that? The the thing about this is Facebook is used by different people different ways. The show has a Facebook page. I've got a Facebook page. I post the podcast on the Facebook page, and I post anything to do with the show on the Facebook page. I post pictures of guns on the Facebook page or little sayings on the Facebook page, and I post pictures of my granddaughter. And that's it. How do they determine my character based upon that? If I'm just out there printing pictures, memes, and pictures, and podcasts. But that's how they do it in Watervliet, New York. There's a big difference in terms of privacy between viewing a Facebook page as a friend and viewing it as an owner. The chief apparently doesn't find any reason to be bothered by that distinction. When it was pointed out that checking someone's Facebook page in front of them was, even if it's in front of them, was unnecessary, unfair, and unconstitutional, the chief said, "Hey, I'm just the middleman here. It is what it is." He said the information then gets sent to a superior court judge who makes the final decision. The Facebook search is, in fact, the superior court judiciary's requirement. When asked what would happen if someone refused to log on to their Facebook account, the chief said, "I just note the fact and send it to the judges." You know, I know some people that don't have Facebook pages. There's a lot of people I've tried to look up from my past that don't have a Facebook page, or they've changed their name. I don't know. That's possible. But what if you go on there? I don't have a Facebook page. Sorry. Twitter? No. Shouldn't you be doing a background check on me or something? I mean, don't you already have my story at your fingertips? Don't you have my fingerprints that you can send to the FBI and get my life story out of that? Or why do you need my Facebook? Exactly how far is too far, do you think? The Empire State has really gone that way. I mean, they've already got the SAFE Act. They've got apparently this hodgepodge of let's make it up as we go to get the permit, because you have to have a permit just to own it in New York. They're very busy trying to see just how far they can get away from the phrase "shall not be infringed." Now, this isn't the best example, the de facto gun ban in New York City is far worse. And it's not going to be the last either, but it does show how the Second Amendment protects the rest of us, at least, or not. Go check out that form. It is the most amateurish form you've ever seen. This is something that somebody cobbled together. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. And them getting into this, I grow more and more disenchanted with social media every day. Every day. Social media has become another way for them to snoop into your life. Because most people don't execute Facebook diligently. They don't go to their settings and make them private unless they friended somebody. So it's all public information. Once it's out there, it's out there. If you post it, it can be screen captured and copied, and you can think twice about it, snatch it down, and it's still out there. Any pictures you post, property of Facebook. I had the Messenger application on my iPhone. I took it down because I heard that there was code within the Messenger app to where they could take control of your phone and access everything on your phone. They've probably already done the damage, but I took it off anyway. Now, as soon as I took it off, I started getting messages from Facebook regarding the app saying, "There are a lot of myths about the Facebook Messenger app on the iPhone. Let us dispel some of them if you'll simply reinstall it." Why are you protesting? I didn't pay for it. Must be something to that. Methinks you doth protest too much. I'm very seriously considering just taking down everything but the show page, which will... I'm not real happy about thinking about that, but at the same time, I don't really like social media anyway. It's a way to reconnect with old chums from a long time ago. But after you get a certain level of friends on Facebook, you don't really ever see anything. You see the prolific poster, the one that posts about everything he does and everywhere they go and everything she eats and what kind of socks they have on. Those are the people that you hear from all the time, and the ones that I would actually care about that don't live on Facebook, they very rarely post. So I don't know. I'm in the middle of considering it. I don't know what I'm going to do. We'll see. We will see. Question of the day. Those of you that have social media, are you rethinking it with everything you find out about how they use social media against you? I want to know. I want to know what you think of social media and giving out too much information on it. Email me, bill@lockandloadradio.com, and tell me what you think. Might help me make a decision. And that would be cool. Social media. All right. For your pistol permit, we just need to take a look at your wall on Facebook. Then we'll be finished. You'll be on your way. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Recently, Nashville Police Chief Steve Anderson sent a letter to Congress alleging that Secret Service agents asked the Nashville police to falsify a warrant so that the agents could search the home of a Nashville resident who had posted about President Barack Obama on Facebook. More specifically, in January of 2013, Secret Service agents working out of the Nashville office visited the home of the resident who made the Facebook postings and knocked on his door. Then they called local police and asked for backup, stating that the individual was refusing to let them in without a warrant and appeared to be armed. When Nashville police arrived, they informed the Secret Service agents that the man in question is a licensed gun owner, did not violate the law, and that a warrant would be required in order to investigate further. One of the agents then asked a Nashville police sergeant to wave a piece of paper. Wave a piece of paper in an apparent effort to dupe the resident into thinking they indeed had a warrant. Faced with a request to violate their oath of office and the rights of a citizen, the officers of the Metro Nashville Police Department flatly refused and left the scene. Now, anybody that reads would ask to see this warrant, especially under the premise of, hello, we're the Secret Service. Yes, we're the Men in Black. We come because of postings you made on Facebook regarding President Barack Obama. We'd like to come in and inspect everything that you've got and talk to you about everything that you've got and maybe some things you're thinking about getting. No, we don't have a warrant because, of course, our whole premise is ridiculous. No word as to the ultimate fate of the Facebook poster. No blowback to the Secret Service officers looking to cut the constitutional corners. Question, though, Secret Service guys. Given how many people recently have slipped past that impenetrable net of protection around the president, how exactly did this guy appear to be armed? How exactly? I mean, did he come to the door with a rifle slung across his chest? That would be a giveaway for me. Did he come picking his front teeth with the front sight post of his pistol? That would be a giveaway for me. It's got to be for Secret Service officers and any sort of federal officers who don't know what's going on in each and every state in which they work. It's got to be sort of confusing for them. In Tennessee, you don't need any sort of a license or permission to buy a firearm. There's no firearms registration. How did the Nashville cops know the unidentified resident was armed? and they just left. That sounds a little... I suppose that you had two patriotic police officers, including a sergeant, who got there and said, "My oath of office prohibits what you're telling me to do. Yeah, I find it repugnant that you even suggested it." I believe there's a bit more to this than meets the eye. We'll be, maybe we'll find out about it. Maybe we won't. I don't know. We'll see. It's interesting it made the news, and this is what they've led with. Because normally, the news would be like, they would be slamming the police for doing this, if that's what happened. Interesting stuff. Interesting stuff! Right now, the hoplophobes are jumping around, and they are very, very mad. You see, Savage Firearms has made a gun that they call the Cyberdyne System Simple Jack 1919A10 Man Portable Modular Weapon System, which starts out at its core, it's a Browning 30 caliber machine gun. This is sure to give the most demanding mom or the most indignant gelding a case of the vapors. And it's been heavily modified. It may just, you know, they may just develop, just have a seizure right then and there. Now, part of it, part of the name of that gun is a hat tip to the Terminator series, isn't it? Cyberdyne? It's not made by Cyberdyne. And the name of the gun goes full overboard on purpose. The real builder is Len Savage of Historic Arms LLC, and it was commissioned by a client to be used for the entertainment industry and for rentals. All that Mr. Savage did was add all kinds of bells and whistles to make the most over-the-top gun he could build, in a system weighing in at a mere 88 pounds. Now, the 1919A10 is semi-auto. But Savage says he has a registered conversion device that drops in. Has a joystick control. It has buttons for a laser, a light bar, a spotlight, cocking, and a ducted cooling fan. A backpack battery feeds power to the system with CO2 coming from a canister. There's a programmable counter to let you know how many rounds you have fired. There's a display, a temperature display, with an override that kicks the cooling system in. There's an override controlled by the operator to allow remote operation of the system, with the most important notation that the gun itself is separable from the add-ons to ensure mechanical functionality cannot be compromised. And there's a built-in tripod. Everything but an espresso machine. Why would somebody build a gun like that today? Very expensive, for one thing. It's a very expensive weapon. It's not somebody's going to, you know, it's never going to be mass made. This is a one of a kind. I'm sure the hoplophobes are, like I said, hopping all around. But there's still people asking, why would you build such a gun? The Simple Jack was built, in the words of Mr. Savage, he just copied George Mallory's reason for climbing Mount Everest. Because it's there. In the case of the Simple Jack, it was because Mr. Savage knew how to build a gun like this, so he just did. And because it's fun. And why not? Why not build this gun? I don't know how much it costs. If you have to, with a gun like this, if you have to ask how much it costs, you can't afford it. I'm not looking to add it to my collection. At 88 pounds, it weighs 1/10 of the weight of my gun safe. It wouldn't fit into my gun safe, even if we folded it up. But with Mr. Savage at Historic Arms LLC, if you want a gun of some kind, all you have to do is show up with your checkbook and a book of, you know, a list of specs that you want, and apparently he can do it. He can put it together. put it together all together. I sort of think that's sort of cool. I think that it's like building a muscle car with 1,500 horsepower and tires, you know, nearly the back tires are nearly as wide as a sequoia tree. You're never going to drive that on the street, but you know how to build it, so you build it. When you hit the gas and go a quarter mile, you just, you know, burn 50 gallons of, what, nitroglycerin? What are they, jet fuel? What do they use for those things? But they build it because they can. And this guy decided to build a firearm. And everybody, well, there's nothing social about this. Please just shut up. Just shut up. The hoplophobes. One day I'm going to get a psychologist who can do a expose on hoplophobes and what they actually are all about and what motivates them. But there's some people that they can't even abide a picture of a gun. And this gun, whoa, this is one that would drive them insane. So I'm going to ask a favor. I want somebody to go out and look for the Cyberdyne System Simple Jack 1919A10 and take, you know, download the picture and email that to Shannon Watts, would you? Let's flip into hour number two on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
No, no, no. I refuse to age. How would you like to refuse or even reverse the signs of aging? You can with a breakthrough skincare line that utilizes growth factors and plant stem cells to visibly turn back the clock. It's clinically proven and the results are stunning. Call 1-844-500-0815. 1-844-500-0815. Or visit irefusetoage.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.